For the last 2 weeks, we've been telling you a lot about Highway 49 and the work that's being done at the site of the new NEA Baptist Hospital. There is another major construction project in the works on 80 acres of land. It's the new Craighead County Fairgrounds, which is set to open in time for this year's fair in September. Eddie Burris is president of the Fair Board in Craighead County. Burris says the fairgrounds were at the previous location on Stadium Drive for many years. Burris tells why they're moving to the new location on Highway 49.
We had kind of ran out of room, and we had parking problems, and we were getting pressure from people wanting to buy property, and we could not expand our facility up there because there was no place to go. We were bordered by Highland Drive and Stadium and Fair Park, and Fair Park we had donated to the city to get some traffic flow there, and that really helped us for a while, but we were just literally out of space.
Right. So what will this area provide?
It'll provide us the opportunity, the new barns that we're building. We have a new cattle barn that's going up and a new swine barn that's going up. Both of those are 2.5 times bigger than the facility was at the old fairgrounds. So you can see with the magnitude, just the changes in those two buildings, what the extra acreage has allowed us to do.
And Burris says plans are for building the entire site up in a couple of stages. Burris tells what is being built now on the new site.
Phase one consists of an 80,000 square foot exposition center and some offices and lobby in excess of that, and two animal barns, a swine barn and a cattle barn that are both 30,000 square feet. And our maintenance facility, which is a 12,000 square feet, and that'll kind of be phase one, and we hope to have that done. Our plans are, and our contracts are, August 1 of this year for the fair, the third week in September.
And Burris says phase two construction would be an amphitheater and possibly animal and chicken barns. Burris says a lot of work is going on right now, and he says the fairgrounds will be ready for the county fair in September.
We're on schedule to be completed here the first week in August, and the fair is the third week in September, so we've got a little buffer there. And right now we're dead on schedule. It may not look like it, but there's lots of things happening, and our new building will be on site within 30 days, and the foundation will be done for it, and then the construction project. One of the cattle barns is probably 50% done at this time, and the other one is being erected as we speak here in the background. And so we're doing real well on our schedule, and it is a tight schedule, and lots of people are cooperating to help us get there, but we have the highest hope of being done the first week in August.
And Burris says the new exposition center is being built on the site, which will be a lot larger than the previous one.
Our new exposition and conference center will have 80,000 square feet of exhibit area. It will be divided by expandable walls into four sections, which could be 20,000 square feet each, and the two end sections will have the capability of being divided into 10,000 square foot each facility. So in essence, we could have as many as five or six meetings going on at the same time in separate facilities that will each one have a separate entrance, separate restrooms, and administrative opportunity.
And Burris says that the new exposition center is twice the size of the previous building and will be used well during fair week and can also be used throughout the year. Burris says the building can be used for different purposes and will be used by as many people who want to use it.
The fair is only 7 days of the year, so that'll be 1 week out of 52. We've had rentals, Boy Scouts, gun shows, outdoor facilities. We have been the home of the St. Jude's extravaganza for the past few years, and they're a big user. It's just a multiple type use facility, and it's just big open areas, and we've had lots of repeat people that's been there for 15 or 20 years, and we hope to continue to service them.
And Burris says deciding how large to build the new center was a challenge.
The decision on the size was the hardest thing, I guess, on the exposition building, was whether we wanted to build a 40,000 foot building or a 50,000 foot building or two 20,000 foot buildings. But with it being with the expandable sections in it and expandable doors, we think we can take the one building and divide it up and use it to multi-use and at the same time, and then still have the availability for large functions. The roof will be 24 feet from the floor, so it'll have a 24-foot ceiling height in it. And, you know, the uses we think will be unlimited for the thing. And we have lots of folks that are commenting and calling and questioning. We've not established our rental rates yet. Really, basically, we don't know what they'll be until we get a little better handle on what the utility rates are going to be and what the use of the building is going to be, what it's going to cost us on a daily basis to heat and cool it. But I think it'll be a great use facility, and it'll have a multiple use potential, and we hope that everyone uses it and comes out and enjoys it. And we think it'll be a big draw for Northeast Arkansas.
Now, there had been some questions about whether the new Exposition Center would compete with Arkansas State University's Convocation Center in bringing events into the area. Burris doesn't see it that way.
We're not really constructing this to be in competition with anyone. The Fair Association is, we kind of like to think of ourselves as a public service. We are a nonprofit organization, and everything we do is to promote agriculture, promote our youth, promote the living conditions, and make things better for Northeast Arkansas and our Jonesboro area. We're not competing with anyone. We did not build it and design it to compete with anyone. It's just something that we'll have available, and anyone that's going to be able to use it or want to use it, we'll be sure glad to service them.
Now, Burris says the new fairgrounds is being built on 80 acres of land, and he tells how the land is laid out.
Our new site is an 80-acre site, and it lays predominantly east and west, a half a mile from 49 to Clinton School Road. And actually, the west half of the property will be the fair portion of the property. That'll be where the cattle barns and the swine barns and the futuristic equine center and the maintenance, that'll be on the west half of the fairgrounds. And the exposition center and our parking for other events will be the eastern half. That's easily accessed from 49 Highway. It'll be a fenced situation to where when we are not having the fair in that week, 7 days in September, it'll be closed off and be secured off, and it'll just be a east-west type situation. And we hope to have things come in and use those livestock facilities, like maybe a beef show or something like a cattle show or something. We hope to be able to use those facilities more than just that week, but most of the time, they will be closed off in the Exposition Center, and if we ever build the amphitheater, they'll be on the eastern half of the fairgrounds for year-round use, is the way we envision it.
And Burris says that the project is costing several $1 million, and they're paying for the project by way of selling land at the old facility and being able to turn that money around to be able to purchase new and to be able to finance the project that way. That is Eddie Burris with the Craighead County Fair Association. Now, tomorrow we'll continue our series on Highway 49 as we'll talk about the NEA Baptist Hospital and the jobs it will bring to the area. That'll be featured tomorrow on KASU. Of course, you can listen to these stories, access them online. They're archived on our website, kasu.org/news.